but he'll do all the other teams as well as we go all the way through. It's been a late-ish agenda, been a bit of a hectic day, but everyone's got them over there. And coming up, we've also got Natalie Bromley and Rich Ferraro talking about Burnley and Nottingham Forest, respectively. Forest off to Palace. They've created that derby for themselves. Let's see how everyone feels about that one as we get closer and closer. And you can say that Liverpool have created their one with Newcastle. We will acknowledge Monday this week. Often we rarely do, but with the Reds playing, we will act as though Monday night is indeed real. But we're going to start off with West Ham versus Chelsea, which is a Friday night. Both disappointing. Day one, Josh Williams. I have a bit of a fancy playing a better side might suit West Ham. I think that that might be the way they're built at the moment. A home game against a better side might suit them, but they don't half look as though they can quickly become sad.
Yeah, it does look a bit sour, doesn't it? I saw a clip over the summer. I think it was like the overlap or something. It was a West Ham fan speaking on it, and so down on the ownership and the overall state of the club and things like that. And I think business wise they've been relatively quiet. I'm a fan of Diouf though. I know we've spoke about him, haven't we? He looks good.
Yeah,
playing a little bit out of position though. I think I thought he was a left back coming in, but he's been playing in left midfield, like a wing back kind of role for them. And yeah, I take your point, but I think when they got Graham Potter in, I would have expected them to be better against the likes of a Sunderland, you know, teams like that who they're expected to dominate against. Like, you know, that was very much Potter's game, like at Brighton and things like that, and it hasn't really played out that way. So far, I've been a little bit. I rated Potter before this stint, but I'm starting to slightly question what exactly he's doing at the moment. Like him whenever he speaks, but the job that he's working on, they don't seem to be improving. And I think this is an interesting test for them, considering they all go into it as underdogs. So it's whether they can play or not.
Jay, first week, I think if you're Chelsea, by the time it gets to 75, you can see they're having what you would sort of call a proper go at getting something against Palace. But they weren't great the 75 before that point, and it didn't look to me as though they had a fluent way to attack at all.